Shay, baby.
Well, sing for me now, baby.
I got a crazy little skirt.
I skirt your town. Then what do you know? Dr. Chicago.
Baby, I did a U-shake, baby. Shake for me now, baby. Shake for me now, baby.
Thank you. Oh ja. Oh ja. Oh, das ist gut. Oh, das ist gut, ja. Oh, 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 oh.
But this time, all over Europe, it was fashionable to make music out of plastic tape.
Oh, thou disembodied spirit. Those of you that have grown old in the mysterious laws of spirit land, we greet thee. It is the spirit of Houdini we wish to contact. Houdini, are you here? Are you here, Houdini? Houdini, are you here?
The leap from the natural to the supernatural came about because the experimenters were no longer satisfied with doctoring existing sounds. After all, why be tied to the strings of a piano when the world of electronics is full of noises of its own?
Thank you. You can't overhaul the mind of the listener, but you can waltz with his feelings and emotions.
Genocide is the utopia for the Vatican Antichrist and all of his helpers, wicked men in high places. Where in the Bible does it tell me not to speak out against the Antichrist, against wicked presidents, kings, nations, and false religious leaders, false prophets? And where does the Bible say that this is hate? Jesus doesn't speak of hate. Jesus speaks only of love.
Where my love like heaven? Where my Hi, can you guys hear me?
And it isn't just me, because I'm a woman.
Brutaliza, brutaliza, bala brutaliza, mehita. Brutaliza, mala brutaliza, bala brutaliza, maliza. Brutaliza, ma brutaliza, bala brutaliza, mehito. Doha maliketa, jebuta zini kwa, mana buta, buta taliza.
Thank you. And when the light begins to dim, and when the little bit of music is beating, and then you fill it with your feet and do the swim. And everybody do the swim. And when the chance is mighty slim, and get the groove with the groove with the beat, and get the thing with your feet and do the swim.
When your baby looks at you, when the feeling of the new, people moving as they free.
Everybody do the swim. Everybody agree. Let's get the thing with the feet. Get the feet in the feet. And do the swim. Everybody do the swim. And when you're feeling mighty grim, you do the thing, you do the thing with your feet, and let your groove with the feet, and do the swim. Everybody do the, everybody do the, everybody do the.
Thank you. you can depend on WGLB 1560.
What I'm looking forward to is meeting many of you in Canada.
Thank you. understand. It must have been terrifying. So many unexplainable things have happened here. There's something about the place. Your servants must have sensed it when they walked out on you. An apprehension of disaster.
Come back. shades of you, the color of blue. Bonsoir, contain, and die. It's time to read the mind and all the road we've crossed. Upon the back of the wave you went yesterday, and make sure that you know.
Many bisexuals are married and have a family and sexually stray on the side.
Ugh, the whole business still turns me off.
Right now, let's examine the characteristics of a typical studio microphone.
¶¶ Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself, number 204 for this Monday, March 13th of 2023 and the second week of the WFMU Marathon, where we make probably 90% of the money that helps run this station, which is very, very expensive. Please donate. Please donate to this show and other shows. I've got a link for mine. It's... pledge.wfmu.org/forward/donate?program=HY for hitting yourself. Please help us out. So far I've gotten four donations. One from Herb. Thank you so much. A really nice one. Scott Harrison, who apparently spread his around to different FMU shows, or Sheena's shows actually. H sent in money. Thank you so much. DJ Georgie Girl gave me a really nice donation. Thank you so much. And Austin of Dime Store Radio Theater, who you can listen to later in the day at 9 p.m. Eastern. So thank you to all the pledgers. Please donate, as I said, because this station needs you and it is a special place to listen to incredible stuff. Meanwhile, DJ Georgie Girl suggested that since I am doing remote, doing pre-recorded for this second week of the marathon, that we should record a bunch of regular reports of UFO encounters. So since my name is DJ Space Brother and I have quite a collection of some of these things, she very kindly and expertly and professionally read some of these hand-picked accounts. We'll play those with some music and a few other things. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the first one here.
July 22nd, 1996. Gugna, Veneto, Italy. Two local youngsters reported that while sleeping on the grassy slopes of Monte Berici, they suddenly noticed the total lack of animal noises in the area. Then everything became extremely quiet. Soon they heard a sort of modulated scraping metallic sound. Then they heard the sounds of something moving in the forest. They looked towards the sound and noticed two dark gleaming eyes staring at them. The girl became frightened and covered herself with a blanket. The boy then saw what appeared to be a large form, like a white silvery blanket approaching from a nearby hill. It was a meter in height and it approached to within 20 inches of the girl, apparently looking down on her with two large red-coloured metallic eyes. Attempting to protect her, the boy jumped in front of the girl. At that point, the bizarre robotic creature seemed to shrink up within itself, then apparently disappeared into the trees. Others in the area reported hearing loud noises resembling a helicopter coming from the direction of the woods. May 17th to 18th, 1997, La Rumorosa, Tecate, Baja California, Mexico. A group of friends were camping and had gone out to walk and exercise. However, when they attempted to return to camp, they realized that they were now lost. One of them attempted to use his compass, but it was not working correctly. The men then decided to separate into two groups. One group resolved to stop walking and take shelter. They climbed a large tree in order to ascertain their location and protect themselves during the night. The three men were already accommodated on the tree, preparing to get some sleep, when they began to see what appeared to be stars moving over the area. One was very bright and lower than the rest and began to get close to their location. The men began to debate among themselves what the light could have been, when they noticed on a nearby hill what appeared to be a rescue party with flashlights coming towards them. Two of the men began shouting at the lights, hoping that it was a rescue party. Suddenly, the lights, shaped like orbs, began to surround the tree. These were accompanied by a silvery UFO shaped like a large dome. This object illuminated the tree with a powerful beam of light. After a few moments, an opening became visible in the UFO, and inside they could see a bright, multicolored light. At the same time, a blue mist began to cover the ground near the tree. Several small spheres emerged from the UFO, at least 12 to 15 of them, and began to maneuver near the tree. They then began to circle the tree, at times approaching the terrified men. After a while, the spheres of light returned to the UFO. Thinking that the worst had passed, something even more frightening happened. As they looked down from the tree, they could see several small beings who were in groups of 3 and 4 walking around the area. At the same time, the lights in the sky returned, leading the witnesses to think that there was a definite connection between the little men and the lights. Slowly, the beings approached the tree. The men could see that at times the little men would bend down and pick up items from the ground. After a few minutes, the accidental fall of a pocket knife gave their exact location away, and they soon noticed a change of behavior on the beings. The beings apparently had the ability to camouflage themselves, becoming almost invisible to the naked eye. The men then saw what appeared to be fluorescent footprints on the tree, and realized that some of the creatures were climbing up to their location. The men, not knowing what to do, decided to remain still and wait to see what would happen. One of the creatures even touched one of the men, leaving a fluorescent mark on his shirt. Soon after that, the creatures began to